Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Collective Show. Today we have Judy Weaver. She is a beautiful divine being that I actually met during a spirit fest I went to in Florida. Me and my mom had went and we did this session that she was hosting called the Trans Channeling Session, where she trans channeled the archangels. And that was the first time I actually got to meet and see the auras of all the archangels that were there. And I don't necessarily remember all of them, but there was, I believe, four. And I remember Michael being there. There was Ariel, I believe Uriel and Metatron. So it was very beautiful to have met all of them, especially I did connect with Ariel on a deeper level because she did actually talk to me. And she said, "Can anyone guess what aura I have?" And I said, "Pink." And she said, "Yes, it's pink." And it was a lovely experience that I got to have with Judy being the trans channeling, but also just Judy in general. She's such a bright light. Like, I inspire to have so much joy and abundance and happiness as joy that she, just gives off to the world. And as well as I also met my angel for the first time when I had a personal reading after the trans channeling reading with Judy as well. And that was the first time where I got to experience my third eye kind of being activated, where I got to see a color of like a blue dot in my third eye. She had tuning forks, so I was like healed for 2 days straight with just the tuning fork healing that she did. And main reason why I have a set now and play the frequencies when I'm feeling low vibrational, because it really does help. And also, I learned that my angel's name was Anastasia. So it was just an overall beautiful experience that I had. And I'm just sharing so much gratitude and thanks and love for that, Judy, for allowing me to have experienced that.
Well, thank you so much. I have to, first of all, just take a moment and thank you for such a warm welcome and an introduction. And I have to tell you, it's not very often that I really get a chance to hear the wonderful stories from the different guests that come by me. And I'm so honored and excited that you were able to see the angels and you were able to have that interaction and to really feel and experience and to have that firsthand connection. And I think that that's what I strive to do so diligently each and every day. But I am going to just take a quick minute just to mention about my background and where I come from and who I am. So I am an ordained minister, non-denominational. I believe there's many pathways to the same destiny. I am a certified medium. I'm a certified healer. I'm a master metaphysician, and I'm a shamanic practitioner and an international spiritual trans channel. So, in turn, what that means is I have this great big basket of tools that I can pull out all of the time, whatever I need at that time. And I think that that's something that's very, very important. I still continue to go to school today, and I think I will always go to school because we are always seeking more information and education. And it's not necessarily learning more different things, but it's understanding why I do what I do that's inspired by spirit and given to me in that connection and given to me in those downloads of information. And so, and because you're always going to change and evolve. And so for me, I think I can look back and I can say I've always had sensitivities, but I really was not aware of it. And I'd always been a person of faith. And when I hit around 30 years old, my father had been diagnosed with cancer. At that time, I was living up in Connecticut and went to bed, I mean, normal night, just went to sleep, and I sat straight up in bed and very clearly heard, "You've got to go to Florida and do a healing on your father." Now, I first looked around the room and I'm like, who said that? And then I'm like, but wait a minute, God, Dad's an atheist. And because my faith had been Southern Baptist primarily. So even this was such a huge push in so many avenues because my father's faith was certainly not my faith. My faith told me I wasn't supposed to be doing that. And here I'm clearly getting awoken from a dead sleep that says, go to Florida and do a healing on your father. So this was such a huge opening for me. And this was back in the 90s. So that was, when that really came to be. So yeah, a chunk of time ago now. We look at the calendar, we're going way back in the day.
Wow, how old were
So
you during that time?
I was just turned 30. So,
Okay.
Yeah, 30 is a big number. And 33 is even more of a profound number of people moving into that awareness, that awakening timeline. It's not that people don't have the sensitivities. Like I said, I can go back and I can look at things. When I was a little girl, I had a room that had knotty pine on the walls. And I was petrified of this room because all the eyes were watching me. Well, all the eyes were watching me. I just didn't get it at the time, and nobody else did either. And I didn't realize that I had my Native American ancestry until the trees and the animals were talking to me so
Oh,
much.
beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's about allowing yourself to recognize the different energies and what's happening to you, and looking at it through a different light. Because it's not that it's not happening, it's just that you don't recognize the specialness of it and or the different access that you have. So I'm going to go into a couple of different stories just because I've got a plethora of
Time.
them. We've got time. So, and I think it's important to share stories because that's how people get a chance to learn about what's going on with them. And it's funny because I've always been a person of knowingness, but I didn't know that my primary gift was knowingness. And I have to tell you, it was rather surprising to learn that everybody didn't know what I had access to.
Yeah.
And that is a common thing that I find on a regular basis when working with different clients. They just have this incredible insight and wisdom, and they know it because they have that connection with their angels, with their guides, with ancestors, with the masters, with divine beings, and a lot of times with the star seeds, the universal light beings. They have that whole different download of guidance and clarity. They don't know where it comes from. They just know that when they open their mouth, it comes out. And that's what it does. So, one of the things that really made a big difference in my life is, and I know that this is with everybody as well, is you feel called to go to places. And when you get feel called to go to places, then physical things will happen to you. I had to spend years going all out west to Sedona to go ahead where the Hopi Reservation was. I went in and around, Oklahoma, all the different, reservations, spending time there, listening to the natives. I knew that one time when I went to the Hopi Reservation, I got up to the top of the mesa and I just started to cry. And I was so excited. I was home and I just felt that overwhelming love pour through me. And I knew I was going to meet this super, super important woman. And she was going to be this really elder woman and she was going to be so wise. And I turned around and I looked at the rock and there was the shadow woman. And actually, I know you can't see it because this is a radio, but on the front of my book, Guided by Your Light, is a photo of me, the shadow woman of me, while I was up on the Hopi Reservation.
Oh, my God.
And it was so powerful and so profound. When I went to Brazil, I spent time in Aboagina, Brazil. And when I was there, I felt crystals be inserted into the palms of my hand, tubing go through the top of my head. And very clearly, I heard I've had to insert you with this new crystal hardware so that your healing energy can be received in the vibration that it needs to be exchanged. And I said, not right now, but in about 6 months. And in about 6 months, that's when my trance channeling started. And it wasn't something that I had planned. I was doing, automated writing in the morning, and I was, spending time doing my prayers and my meditation, and my daily practice was regimented. I was very involved with that. But when you just really allow yourself to be in that space and in that practice, and you open yourself, then that's when things really move into another level of development. I'd gone out to Mount Shasta. I learned about the Lemurian population. We do not know what we do not know.
Oh,
And then
Actually,
they changed out my chakra crystals, and so now I can trance pretty much anything.
oh wow, that's beautiful. I'm
Yeah.
actually from Lemuria as well, so when you said that, I'm like, my little Lemurian part of me got a little happy. After, I'll probably show you my collection, but I have tons of crystals, like a true Lemurian would have. I have to get
Oh, believe me, my house is filled as well. My house vibrates on another frequency with the number of crystals that I bring home. And the thing is, I've had so many amazing journeys. I'm going to share one that was recently in the fall. I started going to Peru, started, ended up going to Peru because, and you, when you look at these different places that I've been called to, so often the ley lines connect them. And the Lemurian energy goes from Mount Shasta and it goes down to Peru through Machu Picchu. And I take people to these different journeys and to these locations. And this summer, or this last fall, I went to Asangate Mountain. And Asangate Mountain is 16,000 feet. It's the highest mountain in the Peruvian mountains. And it's known as the greatest energy source. And I was there as part of my Paco training. So that means that in their terms is shamanism. But I've been going through my Paco certification with the South American Peruvian medicine people. And so as I was up on top of this mountainside, I knew that now, mind you, I'm a Florida flatlander. I have no air, right? 16,000 feet. I can't walk 15 steps without bending over, huffing and puffing. And I'm supposed to walk 2.5 hours up the mountainside in order to do ceremony. Well, I am deathly allergic to horses. And I know I'm deathly allergic to horses. I've been hospital many times. I'm an asthmatic. I've really near death experiences by being contaminated to horses. I mean, highly, highly allergic. And spirit's telling me I have to ride a horse. I'm gonna die. I can't ride a horse. Are you kidding me? I'm gonna die. And so I have my N95 mask and I said, okay, I'll order the horse. And I'm like, but I got my N95 mask and I got a little a shirt that goes up over my nose because it's like 30 degrees and it's freezing out there up in the top of the wilderness. I mean, no trees anywhere. It's way too high for trees. And so anyway, I get there and I'm just like, okay, God, if you really want me to get on this horse, I'll get on this horse. But I really should have had a videotape because when I go to get on the horse, I nearly fell off the other side.
Oh,
I had no idea how to get on the horse. Anyway, I finally get upright. They hoist me upright and get me on the horse. Anyway, and then I'm just praying, okay, Heavenly Father, let me get clean air. Let me get clean air. And I took a breath and it was okay. And I'm sending that heart love out to that horse. That horse turns around, looks at me, and says, "Lady, you got no clue what you're doing, but I got you." I rode that horse for 2.5 hours up and 2.5 hours back and never had an issue. I got off the horse and I started to wheeze. It was because they pulled me out of my body into that level of ethereal energy so that I could have the spiritual experience that I had to have because they were guiding me towards this. While I was up on the top of the mountain, we did all these ceremonies. I mean, it was so amazing. And then I told them, I said, "Well, I'm a trance channel," and they didn't understand what that was. So I trance channeled the Asangate Mountain, which was so powerful. And I'm crying because it was just so humbling and overwhelming. And then I came out and they're thanking me, and we hear this large rumble. Asangate Mountain let loose an avalanche as a response to my trance channeling its message to the elder teachers, the Pacos. I mean, when I tell you profound things happen, they do each and every day, and they happen to each of you as well. The key to each of us is to be able to start paying attention. It's time to be able to, what are your guides telling you? who are your guides? Your guides and your angels, they want you to figure out who they are and what they are and what they're going to be there to help you with. And I will tell you this, the greatest teacher you will ever have is you. Your connection to spirit. You will outgrow every single instructor, and you should outgrow every single instructor because what you do and what you're going to be doing on your own spiritual journey is essential just to you. And it is so important for you to be able to learn all the facets of different types of modalities, so that you can incorporate what you need and what you feel guided and what you want and what you're inspired to into your practice of what's going to come to be.
That's beautiful. And how does channeling look like and feel like for you?
So for trans channeling, what I do is I step aside. So first of all, I work with a gatekeeper. And gatekeepers, I believe every single person has a gatekeeper, and that gatekeeper's job is to make sure that I have, and I ask one entity at a time to come through. I don't want to be overwhelmed. And also to manage that it's a clean exchange coming in and it's a clean exchange going out. I believe every person has their own gatekeeper, but they remain dormant until the person evolves into that level of their own abilities and capabilities that there's a need for them to arise. When I step aside, I still have a very little cognizance of the physical. I generally do not have access to my legs, oftentimes because spirits don't need the physical body. They'd like to use my hands quite a bit. And the voice tone quality will change. The speed in which I speak, definitely resonates with that of the energy essence. Like when I'm, ch trans channeling dragon energy or an earth keeper energy or Mother Gaia, then it's a much lower, slower vibration where Archangel Ariel is a super high pitched. And the same like the fairies, when I do the fairies and the fae, that's all. But then when you're into the angelic realm, it's much more of a majestic type of an energy. Mother Mary is very loving, and God Source is just this beautiful resonance of this love light that just washes over you. I would like to be able to do a little bit of a trance channeling for the audience if you're okay with me doing that.
100%. I would absolutely love that.
Fabulous. Well, today is a new moon, and so new moons are always a wonderful time of going into new energy. And with our full moon that's going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks, we actually are going to be having a lunar eclipse with that as well. And then we've got our big solar eclipse coming in that will be visible in the United States on April the 8th. So we've got a lot of big changing energies coming in. So I think what I want to do is, since you obviously have your Lemurian connection, I met a wonderful elder Lemurian, and his name is Jamar. And he has taken it upon himself to work with me on a very regular basis for instruction. So I teach all kinds of classes, and I teach classes. Ah, yes, see, there we go. It's 12:12. Of course, the timing is exactly the way. And actually, for me, it was 11. It was 1:11 here. So, well, I was saying I was going to start in. So, it's important for you to know because it's like these different energy beings, they work with me on education. So when I do my classes and my multi-dimensional instruction, I will trance channel half of the classes. And one of them I'm doing right now that I literally just started on Tuesday night is Awakening Light Worker. And new people could go ahead and register until this Tuesday. But anyway, it's something to keep track of. So I'm going to have him come in, and I know we're going to hear from a couple of angels as well. So just hold on and enjoy, everyone. Bela here. Hello. I am the one before you's gatekeeper, and I'm so excited to always come out and to meet everybody and to just set the stage for the excitement of all that is coming on and all that is happening in the world around you. It is such an exciting and a brilliant time of inspirations and sparks of new beginning. And you're in the year of the dragon, so everything is moving very quickly and with a great deal of force and energy. And what's important is for you to be able to pay attention to what that energy is and to ride the wave. All right, hold on one moment. I have Jamar here wanting to come forth. So one moment, please. Jamar here. Good day to each of you. And I am so excited to have this new platform to be able to reach so many of you across the lands and across the world itself. As you were told, my name is Jamar, and I am an Elder Lemurian. I am 25,000 years old in your timeline of what you call. And what that means is that my people and myself personally have been working alongside many hundreds of lifetimes of the individuals here on the planet Earth. We have many different colonies that are located in different locations. The one before you, actually became acquainted with me when she visited me out at Mount Shasta in California. She was able to find an entryway into the city and therefore was invited to psychically enter and to be shown around and to understand the functionality of the city. But what we are here to do, and I am speaking on a broad term for the Lemurian population, is we are here to assist you in understanding how to work more clearly with your gifts and talents, how to protect the land, how to have a greater understanding of the resources that you each have access to, and how to work alongside those resources and to grow your capacity and capabilities. Now, as Lemurians, we do not reside within the same harmonic frequency vibration that you do. You are known to be in the third, fourth, and fifth dimension, and we primarily stay within the seventh, eighth, and ninth. It's not that we cannot lower our vibration so that you can have access to seeing sometimes the individuals of our population, but it is not generally available for everyone to see. You must be on your own pathway of development. You must be on your own evolution of raising your consciousness to a higher frequency so that you have access to that clearer understanding and that connection within our community. There are many such communities that work alongside of the planet Earth. But there are many that are not available for you to see with your physical hands and your eyes. Remember, you cannot see gravity, but that does not mean it does not exist. There are many frequencies and light waves that are beyond your visual capacity and/or your auditory frequencies. You know this because you have done science. And science is always clearly articulating, expanding the wisdom of each of you, knowing what else lies within. The quantum consciousness that now individuals are working so much greater alongside and having access to, and a greater understanding as you are exploring and you are expanding as well. Anyway, there are many different types of beings that are working along for your betterment. Therefore, we encourage you to be of an astute mind. So that means that you are paying attention to your environment. You're paying attention to the physical sensations that you recognize within your body. And you're paying attention to the messages that you are receiving. The messages can be visualizations or auditory information or smell and or feelings and emotions, but sometimes they're the experiences and the interactions with the animal kingdom, and or music, that is, or artwork. It is being mindful of an expansiveness of yourself so that you can begin to feel and to recognize the energetic differences so that then you can have a greater awareness of yourself and what else is being spoken to you. I think this is good. I would like to invite everyone to be able to join us for different teachings and trainings. I do so enjoy being able to share and to instruct and to allow you to have a greater access of information and your own spiritual development as well. Many blessings to each of you. Many blessings. I have Archangel Metatron coming in. So one moment, please. Archangel Metatron here. Good day to each of you. I wanted to come in today specifically because of the new patterns that are being set within the frequencies. The frequencies of awareness, the frequencies of alignment, the frequencies of the changing within the seasons. Why, just think of this, the spring is just around the corner alongside each of these various new moons, full moons, eclipses, and so many other energetic shifts that are taking place. There are alignments that are planetarily coming into existence that have not for 26,000 years. This allows for a greater capacity and an access of information and energetic integration. Levels of awakening and levels of each of you desiring for a greater interest to learn and to grow. Each of you as you're being guided to. It is essential for you to recognize and to realize these changes, these exchanges. Investigate for yourself. Go and visit the various individuals who are sharing that information, who are trans-channeling that clear guidance and that exchange within and for each of you. What is nice about a trance channel is that you're able to feel and to recognize that full vibration of who we are as energy beings. It may not be in a complete capacity, as we still have to lower our vibration in order to synchronize and to harmonize with the physical body of whom we are utilizing. But you get a much clearer impression of information, and you get a much more profound energetic exchange and a vibrational attunement within each of your hearts as well. That is there to support the seekers on your guidance and allow you to have a greater access and wisdom too. So go forth, each of you, opening your hearts, and allow that love and that light to guide you into the whole soul of you. Many blessings to each of you. I have Mother Mary who wants to come in. We are also in the season of Lent, and so she wants to come in with a blessing to everyone during this time. So one moment, please. Mother Mary here. Good day to each of you. This is such a profound season that you find yourself within, one of new beginnings and one of new life. And that is so important for each of you to recognize. Truly, the time in the awakening of spring and the time of Easter is always the time of that vibrancy of new. You're taking all of the winter months of the introspection and the creative ideas, and you're aligning them into action access for each of you to move into, to try and to explore and to expand and to grow. The reason why I wanted to come was to truly embrace each of you in this loving presence, for each of you to know the whole soul of you and to recognize how truly loved you are for all of who you are. Each experience that you have undertaken, action and reaction, has created a memory, has created an emotional essence within you that has helped you to have a greater understanding and wisdom of yourself. It is so important for you to stretch outside of what you know so that you can explore to become more of. You know, it is oftentimes fear that holds each of you back, the fear of failure, the fear of going out and doing something different. And I encourage you to go out with the faith, because you will never know your true potential and capacity if you don't step out of the shadows of what is known and embrace the possibility of what you truly can be and what is guiding you into the whole and the soul of you. So go forth, my dear precious one, with that loving heart and with that resonance of your guides and angels, encouraging and guiding you. Wonderful, wonderful.
So I also want to ask you about like the angels and the masters and the light beings. So they all, I understand that they all have different energies and vibrations and tones and voices, but I'm sure that when they come through, it's different symptoms or signs or clairaudient, like clairs that you would give. So how does that feel or look like?
Well, I can go through the examples of who came in today. So Baylot has more of a neutral energy for me because he's my gatekeeper. And so he stays in that same kind of a vibration. And then Jamar comes in as really in the ancient master type of an energy feel, because it's just such great wisdom and it's such a knowingness. Even though he is, he's still a living essence, he doesn't reside in our dimensional frequency. So it provides a higher, lighter energy, but he comes in and is a much more steady energy. Archangel Metatron is this massive energy that comes in, and you can just feel that pulsing and throbbing. And it's because it's much more so in regards to working with the patterns of life, where Mother Mary just comes in with this real soft love essence. When I'm working with star people, star colonies, whatever we want to call them as that, A lot of times, the language is different because it's clicking and popping and snapping. And so and I do light language speaking on a regular basis, and light language itself has an entirely different vibration of information. It's not the words that are spoken, it's the sound, tone, and the information that's being exchanged within that light language vibration. I do have a workshop that's going to be coming up. I think it's in May with Lilydale Light Language. And so it'll be an online event because it's off season. I'll be up there in July, but they don't open until after Memorial Day because there's too much snow up there. Anyway. But when I'm doing my shamanic work, now that's very different because when I'm doing my trance channeling and my channeled energy and my guidance, it all comes down in through me and out my heart. I choose not to trance channel people who have passed because people are still on their evolution process, and it's a much lower vibration when it's a person who has passed. And so I choose not to go into that vibration. I will mediumistically give information and guidance, and I can get information, but I don't trance them. But when you're doing the shamanic work, the difference with the shamanic work is that I expand out and I can transmute my energy into any animal forms, into the trees, into the water, into the air. I work with weather. So it's a whole different type of an energy, not needing to be in the air of me breathing, like when I was on the horse, elevating out of it so I didn't even have to. And let me tell you, that horse, I had hair all over me. There is no way on earth I shouldn't have been really, really sick. But that's what they do. That's how they work with each of us, you know. And when we ask questions, we look for answers. A great way to get answers are feathers. They love to drop feathers in your pathway or pennies. Ask for, you know, I want a confirmation. And so ask, I want to have a penny, but it better be the heads up because I don't want the tails up. You know. So it's paying attention, asking the questions, and then listening for the answers. I cannot stress enough about that. People constantly, oh, well, I ask all the time, but they don't stop and listen, and they don't allow the wisdom to come in a capacity that is in their best interest to receive it. They just have a preconceived notion of what they think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I've been learning that. I've noticed every podcast episode I record, it's always because I'm learning that lesson, or I just learned that lesson. I can actually speak on it from experience. One, I want to say when Metatron came in, it was holding my sacred geometry, and then
So of course that's why Metatron came.
so I thought that was sweet too. I just wanted to add that in there because I thought that was sweet. But recently I've been learning that I do ask a lot of questions. I'm actually learning how to trust more because I'm like the universe has been there at my every turn. So now it's just time to actually trust. Like there's no more room for doubt. It's now time for trust. You know, leave no room for confusion or misunderstanding. Just ask for clarity, ask for direction, ask for guidance, support, love, whatever you feel called to ask for. You can ask for help and assistance in that area, or call on like a specific being that works in that area or angel that works in that area. You know, you don't have to handle this alone because that's not what we're here to do. We're here to be helped and help heal the healers. So I really been learning that when I ask, like you said, take a moment to listen, but also pick up on the signs. And sometimes I think we're not supposed to have all the answers in one moment. Sometimes they do it step by step and give you little fragments of the signs. So it's good to journal those signs that you have down, or just however you want to make like a mental note or a voice note to just gather your experiences. So when you do have the aha moment, you also have the information like, okay, this is what they were saying because they gave me this sign and this for clarification. So thank you, Judy, for reminding, but also just going back to explaining that because that is very important. When we're asking questions, we have to be open to receiving.
Absolutely. And it's so important for every single person to be mindful of what and where and when and how and why, because they're not going to tell you what the end of the story is because you're going to be too chicken to go there
Yes.
99% of the time. And so they're going to give you one or two steps ahead so then you can go from there. But that's it. You know, that's the way it is. It's one or two steps ahead. So.
And that's something I literally just had my aha moment about this week. That's why it's beautiful. It's in synchronicity because I had ex did a reading for someone and I explained to them, like I said, we don't need an end goal. Like, enjoy the fruits of your creation. Just create without needing an end goal. Like, because you can always build on that creation. It's expansion, so you can always keep building on it. So it's never ending of how can I make this better or how can I think of this in a new perspective. So it's also just releasing that limited belief that we have to have an end goal and complete things. Instead, why can't it be, let's just experience this creation that we built for ourselves and just have gratitude and enjoy the present moment when it's in that now moment. And yes, I definitely think that's a beautiful thing to just be aware of.
I agree 100%, 100%. That's exactly what it is. And it's enjoy the journey. And you do not have to have a life filled with misery and trauma and drama. You know, life is to be enjoyed. Yes, you will have tests and challenges so that you learn opportunities and you can grow through for successes. That's what it comes down to. Get through the lesson, get it done and get beyond it so you can get to the next space in your life. Don't stay in the pity party. Get out of it and help yourself for that highest, purest essence of you. Yeah.
What is like one of the most profound journeys or transformative stories that you have that still stick with you that you think about?
So many different transformative stories. And every day is filled with them. So this last week, I had a huge breakthrough. And it was after the 29th. So the 29th was leap year, right? We haven't had a leap year in 4 years. And I went to bed that night and I knew I was getting all this downloading information, all this downloading information. And as I, you know, got through I woke up in the morning and I'm like, well, okay, I don't know what that was, but I pulled together everything that I've been doing in my shamanism for the last 20 years. And I knew I did. I pulled it all in and I felt it that I was braiding it into this single sword because recently I was given the sword of light from Archangel Michael. And he says, you need this to be able to help in your work. And so lo and behold, I was called the next day by somebody who I do extractions as well. It's not something that any of us want to volunteer for, but it's something that we are prepared to be able to do. And I had an amazing, amazing transformative experience with this client, releasing them from the binds of this other entity that it was not necessary to be in her energy. And it was completely freeing and just overwhelmingly awesome. So, you know, every day is a new adventure. And that is not something that I would advise anybody to be doing until you are feeling completely guided and given the tools in order to do that kind of work. You'll get in trouble right away. Then you'll be calling in trouble.
Why would you get in trouble, may I ask?
If people start, working with dark energies. A lot of people work with dark energies as trying to gain power and personal gain, and that will get you into trouble, and you will not necessarily have full control of your mind and body and soul. So be mindful, feel how you feel based on who your teachers and your instructors are. Keep your awareness there and make sure that you have that love connection and that love intention always.
And I understand it because it's like it's more so the more limits, the more unconscious, it's more darkness. So you are sitting in a out of alignment energy or stagnant energy. And I guess when you are learning to be more conscious or expand your awareness and just be open to the amount of unlimited possibilities and holding that love into your heart, the best way you know how, of course, to take steps to remember how to love yourself unconditionally and return to a space of unity. But I feel as, especially to the audience, if you're listening to this, you're already on the right journey. And I think that's the beautiful thing is you're definitely protected, you're safe in your being, and you are unconditionally loved just because you exist. And I tend to like to keep things as simple as possible. So I'll just say you don't need a reason to love yourself, and you don't need a reason to feel as you're enough. Sometimes it's just saying, you know what? I deserve love because why not? I think sometimes, you know, we give ourselves reasons on why we have to do certain things. And the universe doesn't work that way sometimes. They don't have reasons. They're like, if we can create unlimited things, why do we have to ask why? If we want to do it, just do it. And don't let things hold you back. Take back your power, take back loving the creations that you're currently in and just expand from there. For sure.
There's no reason for all the self-criticism, the regret, the all of this other stuff that, people get caught up with. It's like, you know what? You're human. You're here to have a human experience. You're here to be able to expand your mind, your body, your soul the best that you can. And you know what? That God essence of love is inside of you. Look at that love. Allow yourself to receive that love so that you can share that love. But the first place you go with that love is to yourself. And yeah, you are worth loving 100%.
100%.
Well, I hope that people will come and visit me at my website. I have a website that I've got all kinds of information at, and it's Judy, Judi Weaver.com. I also have a YouTube channel that's got all kinds of meditations and things that are on there. And so people can find me. There's different instructions. There's just a lot of fun things there. I've got Facebook. I host, like I said, an array of different workshops. And I've got one that's coming up this next Saturday, which is Spirituality as Your Business. So, people who are out there seeking to grow your business and open your spiritual business, there's not a lot of instruction on that. It's like you're skilled and ready to go. Now what? So that's a workshop that I'm hosting. And most of my workshops are in person in Ormond Beach, Florida, or else they're online with Zoom as well. I've written a couple of books, Guided by Your Light, which is How to Grow Your Spirituality. It's a workbook. And then I also have Truth Beyond, and that is all trans-channeled information and guidance, and mostly with that Lemurian Jamar. He really helped me write that whole book. And what I did was drop into trance and we asked questions. How can I grow my spirituality? And so we heard from Archangel Raphael what you can do with your, with your body and eating. And then we heard from somebody else that talked about meditative practices. So it's the functionality of the spirituality.
Where do you feel as the audience can start connecting within themselves, but also start connecting with their divine team?
So the first thing that you really have to do is figure out that meditation. And it's not like you have to sit in an om position and close your eyes and cross your legs. No, it's about you're asking. When you pray, you ask, right? But then when you listen and stop, that's your meditation. So sometimes that's with people when they're running on the beach or going for a walk or in the shower or doing their exercise program. Sometimes people with their artwork, with listening to music, with making music. That allows for that exchange and that flow of energy. But when you're going into the meditation, have an intention. Ask to meet your guide, ask to meet your angel, ask to get information and clarity, and then stay in that meditative space so that you can hear the answer. And not hearing an answer does not mean no. Sometimes it's just not right now. It's time for you to know.
They want me to know something, they'll let me know. And it's funny because it's like they know that I'm very curious and impulsive because I'm so used to being in that quantum. I can go do whatever I want. I'm unlimited. So I can go create this. I can go hop to this reality. You know, I'm so used to doing that. So being in a 3D physical plane is like, okay, you gotta ground though. We have to ground. We have to ground. So I completely understand being mindful. I call it a conscious living lifestyle, just being conscious every day, practicing mindfulness every day, and building that habit within yourself. So you definitely can connect with the two most powerful relationships, yourself and source, for sure. And
Yeah,
especially.
and listen to what it is. Feel it. It's not necessarily being able to see the images. Sometimes you feel the information that creates the image in your third eye. Sometimes you don't know if it's really spirit talking to you or if it's your imagination. Well, what is your imagination? Your imagination is images and information that's being relatively brought into your brain that nobody else can have. So think about what is your imagination saying to you. And then if you're just thinking about something and you get a random thought, that's spiritual. That random thought is always a spirit-led message if you're thinking about something else and you get a random thought. So that's just another a tidbit of information. I love tips, tools, techniques, and got and takeaways for everybody. So
Thank you so much, Judy, and I'm sure we all appreciate the extra assistance and guidance, especially during this time where it's getting a lot more light expansion. All the darkness is starting to, get out of control. It doesn't want to be shined by light, but it's more than okay.
it is more than okay, and everybody is more than okay. Just reach out, create your community, meet your community, engage with like-minded people, and continue your curiosity and your seeking. But please reach out to me too. So, judyweaver.com.
Yes, everyone go follow Judy's socials. And thank you so much, Judy, for being on the podcast episode again. We love you so much. And thank you, Baylot. Thank you, Mother Mary. Thank you, Megatron. His name,
Jamar,
Jamar. Thank you so much,
Jamar.
Jamar. And I love you all. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. Goodbye.
Bye.